I really think it's important, I guess, before I start, just to say that this group, I think, really embodies what is the most important thing that we have to say here today, and that is that the partnerships that we've forged between the local law enforcement, state, and federal law enforcement are sort of here to stay as far as fighting gang violence. And that's why we're here, is to announce that 25 members of two Milwaukee street gangs, the West Clyde Boys and the Vliet Street Gangsters, have been indicted this week. At least 22 of them are now in custody after a large-scale takedown yesterday when arrests were made and over a dozen searches were executed. The takedown involved, with all of these law enforcement agencies, over 300 law enforcement officers and resulted in the seizure of large amounts of crack cocaine, a large number of firearms, and a large amount of cash. Now, as my office has said many times before in press releases, press conferences, and elsewhere, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and obviously MPD we are really firmly committed to working together with these law enforcement partners to fight what is really such a scourge that has come to this community in terms of gangs, gang violence, the guns that they're toting, the drugs that they're peddling, the just violence that they are committing out there in our community. And just the impact that it has on the lives of the good, hardworking people, the city of Milwaukee, and really all over the Eastern District of Wisconsin. So I'm really proud to be able to congratulate the Milwaukee Police Department, the FBI, and all of our law enforcement partners, because they worked tirelessly for the last 9 months on this investigation. The case provides what I would say is just a great illustration of our focus. If there is somebody out there in this community that wants to pick up or use a gun, that wants to peddle drugs on the street, that wants to join a gang or commit the kind of violence that was associated with this organization, they are going to be at the top of our priority list, so to speak. And they will be facing the same kind of 10-year minimums, 20-year minimums, and even life mandatory minimums that the defendants in this case are going to face if convicted of these crimes. And the case comes on the heels of what are really a lot of similar investigations and prosecutions that we've done in the district. The Trey 8 Mob, the 19 Nash Street Boys, the Latin Kings, the First and Key Vice Lords, and I can go on and on. It just shows the kind of commitment and focus that we're going to have, and I think demonstrates, as I said before, who is going to end up on the top of our investigative priority list. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chief Flynn.
Thank you. The Vliet Street Gangsters and the West Clyde Boys have spread their criminal activity throughout our city, not just their historic turf. They were market-driven, and they were selling their wares wherever they could. Their original turf was one of our most violent areas of the city, and that's 35th to 47th Street, Vliet to Lisbon. It's been volatile for years, ever since the late 90s. After yesterday's takedown, there are 27 fewer drug dealers on the streets of Milwaukee. There are 12 fewer guns on the streets of Milwaukee. There's a kilo less of cocaine on the streets of Milwaukee. But even more important than the amount of drugs seized, guns seized, or drug dealers arrested is the fact that a significant organized crime enterprise has been taken down. The effect that this group has had on the quality of life in the city of Milwaukee transcends the amount of guns and drugs they happened to be in possession of yesterday morning when they were visited by their law enforcement friends from the local and federal government. Now, this takedown began as an investigation that started out locally. Some of our officers from the District 3 Anti-Gang Unit, Officers Will Savagian and David Benton, developed information that certainly comported with intelligence developed with our HIDA partners that indicated that there was something big going on, and only the resources of the federal government working closely with the Milwaukee Police Department would be sufficient to make the kind of dent in an organization of this complexity that was necessary. When you take down a group like this, we find that they're involved with robberies, they're involved in shootings, they're involved in money laundering. They even, like every good investor, spread their risk across drug dealing and prostitution and other forms of criminal activity. They poison their neighborhoods. They destroy their neighbors. They ruin the lives of the young people that share their space. Today, what we're telling you is that working closely together, the Milwaukee Police Department and the FBI and the DEA and the U.S. Marshal's Office, the United States Attorney's Office, and our friends and colleagues from Racine and the Sheriff's Department and the West Dallas Police Department and the South Milwaukee Police Department have taken a major step forward in returning this neighborhood back to the people who are trying to use it to raise a family and live a conventional life. You know, the essence of community policing has often been said to be partnerships, problem solving, and prevention. Today we celebrate the partnerships. Today we celebrate the close and collaborative relationships between the Milwaukee Police Department and its federal partners as we jointly take down significant criminal enterprises while we continue our focus on crime, fear, and disorder.